Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Mindspace Business Parks REIT Acquisition Conference Call. Please note all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Please note that this conference is being recorded. With that, I hand over the call to Ms. Shweta Shah from Mindspace Business Parks REIT. Thank you and over to you.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for joining us for this call to discuss acquisition of the assets in prime CBD markets of Worli and BKC Annexe, Mumbai and Pune. You may wish to refer to the presentation and press release that has been uploaded in the investor relations section of our website. We would like to highlight that the market may make certain statements that may be forward-looking in nature. Please be advised that our actual results may differ materially from these statements. We do not guarantee these statements or results and are not obliged to update them at any point of time. Joining the call today are Ramesh Nair, our CEO and MD, Preeti Chheda, our CFO, and Govardhan Gedela, our Head Corporate of Finance. Ramesh will run you through the details of the acquisition, after which we will open the floor to the questions. Over to you, Ramesh.
Thank you, Shweta. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this call. Mindspace REIT is pleased to announce the addition of three CBD assets to its portfolio. This is in line with our strategy to grow our portfolio both organically and inorganically. The proposed acquisition includes Ascent Worli, the Square Avenue 98 in BKC Annexe, and an office building in Kalyani Nagar, Pune CBD, all from Care Asia Corp for a value of 29.2 billion. The purchase price reflects a 6.1% discount to the average of both the independent valuers' estimate. The board of the manager to Mindspace REIT has approved the acquisition and preferential issue of units. This aggregates to 18.2 billion subject to unit holders and other regulatory approvals. The acquisitions are accretive, increasing NOI by 9% and DPU by 1.7% on a pro forma basis. Now an overview about the assets. The first one is Ascent Worli, a 4.5 lakh square feet prime CBD trophy asset in Worli. It is a newly completed premium office tower located in the heart of Mumbai's central office district, Worli. The in-place rent in this property is 302 rupees per square foot per month, with latest leases signed between 300 to 350 per square foot per month. This reflects its premium positioning and upside potential. It also shares layout with the iconic luxury residence Artesia, enhancing its exclusivity and appeal. The property elevates the workplace experience with grand hotel-like lobbies, upscale dining options, and thoughtfully designed common areas. Presently, Ascent's committed occupancy stands at 86%. It is home to marquee global and Indian tenants such as Goldman Sachs, Dream 11, Executive Center, and Sterlite, among others. Ascent is one of the key contributors to the re-rating of rentals in Worli, which is now seeing 400 plus square feet rentals. Let's talk a little more about the location of this asset. As you all know, Worli has seen remarkable resurgence due to major infra upgrades. It is very well connected to the coastal road, the Sea Link, Metro Aqua Line, via Atal Setu to the upcoming airport. The Worli Sivri connector connecting Worli to Atal Setu is expected to be completed by second half of 2026. It is also centrally located between Nariman Point and BKC, the other two front office clusters of Mumbai. Further, the asset will have direct metro access through a 150 meter path being opened from the building. Worli is one of the most desirable pin codes for ultra luxury residences, where a lot of senior leadership and decision makers live in proximity. It is also a premium hospitality district with hotels such as Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, St. Regis, and a proposed Oberoi Realty Hotel, all located close by. Over the years, Worli has developed into a dynamic commercial and lifestyle hub. The second asset is a 2.2 lakh square feet of premium office space, the Square Avenue 98 and BKC Annex. This is strategically located in BKC Annex and very close proximity to BKC. The asset is currently 100% occupied and leased to JP Morgan. The tenant has been occupying this building for over 15 years now. This asset represents a core opportunity with a good value add potential. This has a potential to add 62,000 square feet through vertical and horizontal expansion and also efficiency adjustment in line with prevailing market standards. This is a near-term opportunity as the lease expires in 2027. As market rents have grown faster than contracted rent, the asset also offers 40% mark-to-market opportunity on re-leasing. Market rent today is around 250 to 275 rupees per square foot per month in this BKC submarket. The combined impact of area addition and rent vision will result in substantial uplift in NOI. Again, talking about the location, BKC and BKC Annex area continues to command premium rentals driven by limited supply and robust demand. It's a strong adjacency to BKC, and the opening up of the Kalina BKC connector and SELR has effectively integrated it with core BKC. It is easily accessible from both western and central suburbs through SELR. Proximity to airport, ease of entry and exit, all have elevated this micromark's positioning with rentals in the range of 250 to 275 as mentioned earlier. Further, the bullet train terminal shall come up right next to this asset. This will make the location even more attractive to occupiers. As per the Cushman study, BKC and BKC Annex recorded the lowest vacancy of 4.8%. This is the lowest in any micro market in the city. This is down from 20% of 2021. As you're aware, there is no new supply in BKC in the last 8 years, except for one strata sold asset. Now let's come to the Pune office building. This is located in Kalyani Nagar micro market. This is one of the affluent locations of Pune. It is located just 10 minutes from the airport and also exactly in between two metro stations. This is located in Koregaon Park, very close to Viman Nagar and airport. The location, as I mentioned, is upscale residential, close proximity to the hospitality district and very close to hotels like Conrad, Westin, Sheraton and Hyatt. It has 1 lakh square feet of fully leased space. The asset is 100% occupied with WeWork as the anchor tenant. With a WALE of 6.8 years, this asset provides stable long-term cash flows for an attractive yield profile. Why do these assets matter to the REIT? With these acquisitions, Mindspace REITs expands further into Mumbai's prime front office CBD markets. This takes our front office portfolio to 8% by value. It strengthens our presence in markets where demand from global occupiers remains robust. They are built to high quality, supported by strong tenancy and positioned for sustained performance. Historical research has shown that tenant quality is better in CBD. Tenant renewal behavior is stronger in CBD. CBD also sees faster rental growth and is always easier to exit while selling a CBD asset. This is also irreplaceable locations and one needs to a scarcity premium for these assets. For us, it's quite straightforward. Invest in great locations, work with great tenants, and create durable value for our unit holders. These assets embody exactly that philosophy. These are backed by some of the biggest names on Wall Street as anchor tenants. They also enhance the quality of our portfolio with potential for upside and rentals. Now let's look at the financial and portfolio impact. As mentioned, the acquisition is being completed at 2916 crores. This is a 6.1% discount to the average of two independent valuations. On a pro forma basis for FY26, the transaction delivers 9% NOI growth and 1.7% DPU accretion. These assets also bring significant mark-to-market potential and value-add opportunity. Post-acquisition, the Mindspace REIT portfolio expands to 39 million square feet. Our LTV post these acquisitions remains conservative at 24.7%, maintaining substantial debt headroom for future opportunities. This is our second sponsor acquisition. Following the successful acquisition earlier this year of Commerzone Raidurg in Hyderabad, a 1.82 million square feet asset in Hyderabad, which is 100% leased to Qualcomm. Over the years, we have strengthened our portfolio through disciplined value accretive growth. Now we have full ownership of Commerzone Porur, where we did an inorganic acquisition. We also have done incremental ownership at Mindspace Madhapur, where we have picked up assets from other HNIs who had spaces nearby. Also, we have done strategic expansions at Commerzone Irvada to increase our control of the park. And more recently, you had seen us acquire the Square 110 Financial District in Hyderabad. We have completed acquisitions of 3.2 million square feet in the recent past, apart from the acquisitions we are discussing today. This is another step in Mindspace REIT's disciplined growth journey. In conclusion, these acquisitions reinforce our conviction in India's prime commercial business districts, especially in Mumbai's evolving CBD landscape. They enhance our income quality, deepen our front office footprint, and position us for the next phase of sustainable long-term growth. With rising global demand for high-quality office space, Mindspace REIT is uniquely placed for the future. We thank you for your continued trust and confidence in us. We look forward to delivering many more milestones together with our mantra of building loved workspaces while maximizing value.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may click on the raise hand icon from the participant tab on your screen. We request participants to restrict to two questions each and then return to the queue for more questions. To rejoin the queue, you may click raise hand icon again. We will wait for a few minutes until the question queue assembles. We have our first question coming in from the line of Karan Khanna from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my side. Ramesh, if you can talk about the timelines by when you expect this transaction to conclude. And can you also share the kind of mark-to-market opportunities that you see for these three assets? And if there are any other benefits that will accrue to the REIT as a result of this acquisition?
Yeah, timelines, we expect to close this by the first or second week of Jan. In terms of mark-to-market opportunity, I was looking at the various projects which are coming up within PKC. Sumitomo is the next project which is going to come here. There is hardly any space available in the current BKC micro market. If you look at the other projects, Maker Max City, today there's only 2,000 square feet left in Maker Max City. One BKC has just 18,000 square feet vacant. Godrej BKC has only 45,000 square feet vacant. FIFC is like nil vacancy. Crescenso is nil vacancy. Reheja Towers is nil vacancy. Sumitomo, which is expected to come late next year or early part of 27, is also seeing some good amount of traction. But the interesting part which one needs to note is Sumitomo is quoting over 500 rupees rental. Prestige, which is expected to come around 28, is quoting 450 rupees rental. Raptakos Bread, which is close to our Worli property, is quoting 450 rupees rental. Four Seasons GIC is coming out of the project, which is again going to be towards late 27, early 28. They're quoting 450 rupees rental. So all these are good mark-to-market potential opportunities, given that BKC rentals have gone through the roof because of no vacancy available. And even in Kalina, even nearby assets are beginning to do deals at 270 bucks in BKC Annex. So we're very confident that whenever there's a mark-to-market opportunity, we'll be able to capture full benefit from that.
So my second question, Ramesh, is specifically to your Square Avenue 98 BKC Annex asset, where the WALE stands at 2 years. So what kind of discussions are you having with JP Morgan in terms of perhaps them renewing the lease here? And secondly, if I look at the income support, so that's been taken at, you know, considering 250 rupees per square feet kind of a market rent, while if I look at slide number 21, that talks about 275 rupees per square feet market rent. So how do we reconcile this? And more importantly, what kind of discussions are you having with JP Morgan as far as renewals are concerned?
So JP Morgan has their lease expiring towards August 2027. JP Morgan, which has been widely reported in the market, is taking space in Sumitomo. This gives us a huge 40% plus market opportunity, MTM opportunity, given that current rental of JP Morgan is only 197. So that's an opportunity. We have JP Morgan before expiry. We are sure we'll serve notice. There's already decent inquiries. Over the last 1 week, as people started hearing that we may be buying this asset, at least two inquiries of full building from large Indian occupiers who want to own an independent building, which has started coming up. With regards to income support, I'll add a few points and then Preeti can add some more. So JP Morgan has been occupying this since 2009-10. So that's like over 15 years. There's always been the escalation back then. This was done just after Lehman GFC. The escalation back then, which was signed, was 11% every 3 years, which is obviously today not in line with the market. The market trends have grown much faster than that. And in place rent, like I said, is only 197, while the market today is between 250 to 275. And the cash flow is, again, based on the contracted rent. That's the reason why we decided to do income support.
Yeah, and just to add to your question in terms of 250 and 275, so the income support has been determined basis the difference in the market value and the in place rent. 250 is what the valuers have taken as a current rent. 275 is what they expect the rent to be on renewals. So the income support is nothing but the difference between the 250 and 197 where JP Morgan stands today.
Sure.
And that's been taken until the expiry of the lease term.
Sure, this is helpful. And my last question, Ramesh, going forward, will you continue to prefer, you know, relatively mature assets at high occupancies, or are you also considering assets where scope for turnaround is potentially higher? And is there an LTV ratio, you know, cap that you would not want to exceed in terms of acquisitions?
See, Karan, in terms of CBD assets, prime CBD assets, not too many typically come into the market. We have noticed it. And whenever there is a CBD assets in Bangalore, there was a CBD asset which was offered a while back. There were like 20 bidders who were participating in that bid. So highly sought after, but we look at all the opportunities which come in the market.
And the LTV cap?
LTV cap right now, we are still below 25%. So it's quite comfortable. So we have opportunity to grow that.
Yeah, and as we've always been saying, Karan, we are okay anywhere around between 30-35 should be okay. Obviously, if we start going beyond that, then we'll do an equity raise. So we have enough headroom. And to add to what Ramesh said, we would be open to buying assets where there is some amount of leasing left because that also gives us some upside. So we are okay with all kinds of assets, fully completed, fully leased, if we have certain stuff to still lease because we believe that our leasing competency should be able to get us the right rentals within the right time frame. So we will be open to all kinds of assets.
I just had a couple of lines there, Karan. This is a good example of a super premium core kind of an acquisition, core plus kind of an acquisition. The last one we did was more of a value added one, which we did in Hyderabad, the Q City acquisition. So it's a mix, like Preeti said, of different styles of acquisition strategy.
Great. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have our next question coming in from Parvez Kazi of Nuvama Group. Please go ahead with your question now.
Hi. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. So two questions from my side. I believe in the asset which has been leased to JPM, we have a potential to add another floor. So how long will it take you to construct that floor? And during this construction period, I mean, can we continue to get rent by leasing the balance area to some tenant, or for maybe that 1 year period, we'll need to keep the entire building vacant?
So, Parvez, great question. It's going to take us around 9 months to upgrade this building, on also to add that extra area of 60,000 square feet. During that time, we would also have the tenant doing fit out, so there'll be a overlap. But like in any redevelopment potential, like if you look at our Hyderabad B1, for example, there's like a 3.5 years in between us redeveloping. This is going to be just over 9 months. So it depends on how we are able to overlap the tenants' rent-free periods along with our upgrades of the building.
Sure. Thanks. Second, in the Pune asset, I think one building is already fully leased to WeWork, but I guess there's another building which is currently vacant. So how soon can we lease that? I believe that is for social infra. So how soon can we lease that building?
It's a very small 15,000 odd square feet building, which is basically more like an amenity building. We'll have to give this to some alternate uses, whether getting an amenity conversion in terms of usage, or give it to existing usages like a school, a healthcare center, or a convention center. So that's the possibilities. We believe this can be done over the next couple of quarters. It's not an office building. It's just an amenity building on the site.
Sure. Thanks and all the best for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our next question is coming in from Pritesh Sheth of Axis Capital. Please unmute your microphone.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. Okay, hi. Hi. So just a few questions. In terms of Ascent Worli, which we got OC recently, and it's 86% committed occupancy, you know, how long it will take for us to reach 100% in terms of the interactions which are already going on with the tenants, and how long will take to the rent generating occupancy to reach this 100% 86% number, and for the balance vacant portfolio, you know, what's the timelines of leasing that out? That's the first question. And second, on the assumptions of NOI that we have made for these individual assets to calculate the cap rate, you know, is it usual, you know, occupancy into rentals plus CAM, which has gone, or there are any other additions to that? And what's the CAM income that we have assumed for each of these assets individually, if you can highlight? So, yeah, three questions.
Yeah, the first question with regards to when the rentals will start. By March, there would have been 73% of this 86, the rentals would have started by March of 26. By June of 26, all 86 would have, percent would have started. We are confident that by April, we should be able to lease the balance 14% space. With regards to cap rates, it's normal to assume your CAM margins while calculating cap rates. That's a standard market price.
So Pritesh, it's determined in the usual fashion. Since most of the leases are contracted, the revenue streams and the CAM income, CAM streams are determined in the as per the contracted rents and CAMs that are agreed. the expenses in the asset, and again, property tax, CAM expenses, insurance, which are the usual deductible expenses that go into net operating income. So that's how the NOI has been determined. There are no unusual items that are considered.
Sure. Sure. Got it. And just as a follow-up, for this Ascent Worli, we've assumed FY27 NOI as roughly 170 odd crores. That assumes JP Morgan is still with us, or that assumes that JP Morgan is out and we have leased to another tenant at a higher, rental. So
Ascent is Pritesh, not JP.
Sorry.
Is...
Yeah. Sorry. The JP Morgan asset. The NOI assumption that we have made is based on JP Morgan still staying with us in FY27 or.
Yes. In JP Morgan, in the Square Kalina building, we assume that JP Morgan continues till the lease expiry of October 2027.
Sure. Okay.
Just
okay,
one thing to this, yeah. I'd like to add here is typically large organizations like JP Morgan take a long time to do the fit out sorts. So it's not that they can just pack the bags and leave tomorrow. First, the building has to get ready, plus their interior fit out timelines could easily be 12 to 15 months, which gives us enough headroom to think and close on our strategy.
Got it. Fair enough. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may click on the raise hand icon from the participant tab on your screen. We'll wait for the question queue to assemble. Since there are no more questions, we will take that as the last question for today. On behalf of Mindspace Business Parks REIT, that concludes today's conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you can now click on the leave icon to exit the meeting. Thank you all for your participation.
Thank you.